Civil service pay strike ballot, vote yes. Smash the cap. The PCS Union, which organizes workers across the civil service, launches a statutory ballot for strike action on the 18th of June. After years of real terms pay cuts, the union is demanding a fully funded above inflation increase. Under the Tories' anti-union laws, the ballot, which can only be by post, requires at least a 50% turnout. These undemocratic obstacles are a big challenge. But the UKU and CWU unions have beaten them for national action, as has PCS in specific disputes. Chris Bohr is a Socialist Party member, and long-standing PCS activist who has been the union's assistant general secretary, since 2004. The socialist spoke to him in a personal capacity about the ballot. Why is PCS balloting for strikes? This ballot is a vital step to force the government to negotiate with PCS. A decisive yes vote will give us the mandate we need to end the pay cap and secure fully funded pay increases. It will restore our right, as a union, to bargain on behalf of all our members affected by yet another year of Tory pay restraint. Despite making pay settlements elsewhere in the public sector above the 1% cap, and despite the pay increases won by PCS for our members working for the Scottish Government, we find ourselves yet again treated as the poor relations of the public sector. PCS will continue to work for the widest coordinated action across unions wherever we can. But we can't wait for this to happen. The justice of our pay claim, and the government's vindictive treatment of its own employees, make this ballot one of the most important in the union's 20-year history. By taking the case into every workplace, and every corner of the union, we can win, not just the over 50% turnout legally required, but the decisive mandate for action, that is needed to force the government to negotiate with us. Do you think PCS can win the ballot? Yes. A decade of pay freezes and caps have cut the real value of members' pay. This has caused untold hardship and misery across the public sector, with workers struggling to make ends meet. Our members are not prepared to put up with this treatment any longer. I'm confident this will be expressed in the pay ballot, and support for industrial action, if that is what it takes. The government's hardline stance, and DWP management withholding pay rises already agreed under the employee deal, will only anger members further. It's our task to translate that huge sense of grievance into a massive yes vote, and confound a government acting with contempt for its own workers. The consultative ballot we ran in November last year recorded the biggest ever PCS vote for action, in turnout, only a fraction below the 50% threshold. This has given us a solid platform for winning a statutory ballot. We are applying the lessons of the recent disputes involving our sister unions in Royal Mail and the universities, by working with the union's extensive and committed network of reps to mobilize our membership. Will talks succeed, or will the union need to strike? I'm part of the national pay negotiating team. We have patiently and tenaciously argued our case to government and senior cabinet office officials. The Treasury remit, which sets the parameters for bargaining across the 200-plus areas covered, has yet to be published. But unless the employer indicates a change of heart, the government has effectively closed down serious negotiations around our reasonable pay increase claim, 5% or £1,200 flat rate, whichever is greater, with £10 an hour minimum protection for our lowest paid members. They have yet to give a commitment to negotiate on the content of the Treasury remit, and have offered only a vague promise of talks later in 2018. It's crystal clear that, while we continue to press for serious talks, the priority is to deliver the ballot result, and prepare the ground for the type of industrial action that is going to be needed. What type of action are you planning? This is for the union's democratic leadership, the National Executive Committee, to decide, after close consultation and planning with union groups and activists. It will be important to demonstrate support across PCS with strikes across the civil service as a whole, as part of a program of sustained, group-based and targeted action. Groups organized in all the major government departments, agencies and public bodies have a critical role to play. First in campaigning for a yes vote. Also in challenging offers short of our pay claim. and in identifying the types of industrial action that can best apply pressure, action that has members' support, and has a serious disrupted effect on the employer. Those members involved in targeted action will need solidarity and support from the whole union, including building up our fighting fund, to help give a level of financial support to those taking the action. We shouldn't underestimate the potential impact of this kind of action, and this will be very important in building confidence that we can win. This can be supported by a range of protests and actions short of strike, as well as a systematic campaign of political lobbying at Westminster, Edinburgh and Cardiff, and in MPs' constituencies.